I see the Lord high and lifted, and the train of His robe fills the temple, fill this place, Lord, I pray.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the prayer experience on this Saturday evening. We are so blessed that you are here to join us and that you've sacrificed this time in your day as we can gather together. So good night, good morning, good afternoon to all of you out there. I know that it's a different time in the world for different people who are joining us from the other nations. So a huge welcome to you as well. So please share this video. The more people that we have standing in that place of prayer with us, gathered with us today, the more impact that we can have, the more effective that we can be as we pray together. Don't forget to subscribe to the Delhi Talks Media UK channel on YouTube. The more people who subscribe, it doesn't cost you anything to do. You just click on the subscribe button. The more that we will come up when people search for prayer, the more that we'll be able to link in and see, and other people will be able to see us when they start searching for things. And it also means that you'll get notifications when we go live, when we release new videos and things like that. So please do click that subscribe button and connect with us live now. Please leave your prayer requests, your praise reports, your comments. We want to celebrate with you. We want to pray with you. We want to know what you are contending for, what you are hoping God for, and what you are thankful for, what He's already done. And if you have any prayer requests which are personal, please don't forget to use the prayer experience hotline. The UK landline number is there on the screen, so please make a note of that if you need it in the future. So let's start today with thanksgiving. And we are looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 from the Voice translation. It says, "Yet I am so thankful to God, who always marches us to victory under the banner of the Anointed One. And through us, He spreads the beautiful fragrance of His knowledge to every corner of the earth." You know, how much have we got to be thankful for? You know, I love that scripture. You know, people who see us, who see that love and that passion and that prayer life that we have for God, people can see it like it's a fragrance, like you're putting on a really strong perfume, a really nice perfume. When we're going out, when people are praying with us, when we're speaking words over people's lives, that fragrance of our prayer lives, that fragrance of the Spirit of Christ within us just radiates out to other people. So we are so thankful that we have that relationship with Him. We are so thankful that God uses us. We are so thankful that God can move in and through us in every situation when we go out to see other people. So we're so thankful for our day-to-day lives as well, Lord, for our provision. So let's just join together in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you that you use us. We thank you that you see us and you know us, Lord. We thank you that your Spirit lives and dwells amongst us, Lord, in and through us. And we are thankful that we can show you to others. We can show that relationship to others around us, like that fragrance where people will just know it's there instantly. It's that subconscious thing where they know there's something different about us. They know there's something that we're doing, something that is different to them. And so, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you will use us. We are thankful, Lord, for instilling that within us, Lord. Thank you that we can carry that fragrance of your knowledge, that beautiful fragrance of your knowledge. And we pray that you will use each and every one of us around the world, Lord, to continue to do that. Father God, we thank you for our provision. We thank you, Lord, that we can come and gather in our churches tomorrow morning across the nations, Lord. We thank you that it's Sunday. We thank you that it's the weekend, Lord. We thank you that you give us that day of rest, that Sabbath day to sit and dwell and rest in you, Lord, whatever that may look like for each of us, Lord. And we pray, Lord, we invite you into this prayer time, Lord. We invite you to come and speak to us. Come and speak through us, Lord. And Father, help shelter us from any distractions that may come our way. Amen and amen. All right, let's move on to the inspired word. And we're looking at Isaiah chapter 28, verses 23 to 26 from the New Living Translation. It says, "Listen, listen, and hear my voice. Pay attention and hear what I say. When a farmer ploughs for planting, does he plough continually? Does he keep on breaking up and working the soil? When he has levelled the surface, does he not sow caraway and scatter cumin? Does he not plant wheat in its place, barley in its plot, and spelt in its field? His God instructs him and teaches him the right way." So we've all been through this 21 days of prayer and fasting. And through this time, God has used this fast to plow into our lives. He has used this to take that big plow and come and just move through our lives, move through these different areas. We've all, in our own way, prayed and seeked God's face to see what he's wanted us to put aside, what he's wanted us to give up, what he's wanted us to make room for him for, so that he can do what he wants to do in our lives. So we have listened to him. This time of fasting has allowed us to tune in and hear what he has been saying. It's allowed us to strip back all that noise and all that clutter and all those things which clutter up our lives and clutter up our minds, to help us come and tune in to listen and hear his voice. Now, when a farmer ploughs for planting, does he plough continually? He does it when it needs to be done. Doesn't do it continually, he does it when it needs to be done. And that's why it's so important when we go into these times of fasting to just go in and just plough that ground. Just let God do what he needs to do in that time and in that season. And again, this is why different people do different fasts at different times. It's very much that spirit-led thing. When we feel like God's leading us into that time of fasting, this is when he comes and he takes that plough. So he's been through, he's come in, he's broken up and worked the soil. Now we've come out of that fast now. We've come out of that time where he's leveled the surface, he's broken up the ground, and now it's time for us to come and onto that level surface and keep going with what we've done so far. So we don't want to pick up those bad habits. If God's exposed things, if God's enlightened us to things, if God's moved and shifted things out of the way, we don't want to go back to what he's done. We don't want to go back to where the soil was already really cluttered. It might have had stones in it. It might have had weeds in it. All those weeds that might have been uprooted. You know, that was another word that we had last week when I was speaking. You know, it's those weeds, that space that we have made in our lives. That plough has been through that time of fasting. And now it's time to come and replant those seeds, to make sure that those seeds that we want to remain there are scattered, that we plant wheat in its place, barley in its plot, and spelt in its field. It's about having those right things in the right place at the right time. This is a time where those things that we need to stay, that we're very mindful of, that we know that God needs us to do in this next season, we need to make sure that they're in its place. So that might be you need that specific time of prayer where you are spending that time with God, where you're seeking his face, you're going to him, you've made that time in that day. That's the wheat that's in its place. That's the time with God that's positioned in its place, ready for you to do, so that God can continue to work through that. in terms of barley and its plot and spelt and its field, there may be other things that God's doing. Each and every single one of you listening will have something different. This will be relevant to different people for different reasons. So whatever those other things are, know that they have that place. Know that they have that time set aside. If you are a worship leader, that may be time to practice, to really deepen your relationship with God, so that when you are up there singing, praising, playing instruments, whatever it is, you can come from that relationship. You've got that time to focus on that relationship. If you are a preacher or a teacher, it may be coming to that time where you go into that quiet place and study the word and really listen and hear and get those new revelations of God's voice. That time that's put aside, those things in that place, they're the things that God needs you to use in this next season. It may be sowing in. It may be, again, those finances that have been freed up once you become aware of what money's being spent on. It may be that God wants you to use that surplus to sow into something else. He doesn't want you to then use it to go back to whatever you're using it for before, to be wasteful with your resources. He may want you to actually see what you've got when you steward your money well and see that money is put aside to sow into this. So we really need to chew in. We really need to listen to this scripture, which says, listen and hear my voice. Pay attention to what I say. That ground is leveled. Those things need to be in their place as we go into this new season. So let's just go into this time of prayer now so that God can really speak to us and we can take and reap those words that he wants us to hear at this time. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you that for every time and every season, there is a word from you, Lord. There is something relevant that you want to do. Father God, we thank you for encouraging us and stewarding us through this time of fasting, Lord, in order to help us become more disciplined, in order to tune in order to sharpen our senses, to sharpen how we listen to you, Lord, how we are led by you, Lord, how much time we have, how much resources we have, and how we can put that to use for what you are calling us to do, Lord. Father God, we pray that you will continue to teach us, Lord. We pray that you will continue to sow into us in this new season, Lord. Father God, you search our hearts, Lord. You know our hearts, Lord, and we pray that they will be fully yours. They'll have been passed right over for you to shape and mold how you want to, Lord. Just as you are the potter over jars of clay, Lord, we are those jars, Lord. We pray like the woman with the oil, where she's filling up all these jars with this oil that is flowing from that vessel, Lord. We pray that we too will now be like those open jars of oil, those empty vessels ready for you to refill, ready for this time, Lord, this time of fasting where we've really emptied out and got rid of things that didn't need to be there, Lord. We pray that we will be ready to receive what you have got to release, Lord, that we can fill up on you, Lord. So thank you, Lord, for what you are doing and how you are speaking to us, Lord. Amen and amen. Right, let's move on and pray for the church. We're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58 from the New International Version. It says, therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. You know, right now at Kingdom Life, where we are in Preston, we have got so much labor that needs doing, so much physical labor that needs doing. And you know what? We know that that work will get done. We know that we labor for the glory of the Lord. We know that we can come together as a church and as a team, and that that is being sown into to see what God has got, that vessel that God's got, like we just spoke about, those jars of oil, this jar of oil This empty jar is just ready to be filled. This building's ready to be filled. And we just want to pray over churches and people in churches that they won't grow resentful of the service that they do. They won't see it as serving for no purpose. They won't see serving as to get that personal reward and that personal recognition, and to get disheartened and to feel like they need a personal well done or a personal something for whatever they're doing. We just pray that that mindset of serving the Lord will truly be in that right place, that true servant's heart. You know, we pray that every single person in a church will have that heart to serve, because his word says that his burden, his yoke is heavy, but his burden is light. And that burden will be light when we spread it around more people. The more people will come in and share that load, so that more and more people will have that grace to serve, that true servant's heart and that mentality to serve. So let's just pray across the churches now. Father God, we pray that every single person in a church will have that desire to serve you, Lord, for that right reason, for no recognition, for no seeing what they can get out of it, for no glory to their personal selves, for no putting themselves in the spotlight, Lord, that it doesn't matter whether you stand on the stage in a worship team. It doesn't matter whether you work in the children's ministry behind the scenes. It doesn't matter if you are preaching and bringing the word. It doesn't matter if you are cleaning the toilets. It doesn't matter if you are hoovering the floors or bringing food. Whatever your role is, however you are serving, we pray, you know, God sees what you are doing. It is not for the glory of man. It is not for the recognition of man. It is for him. It is for us to tune into him and give him that thanks. Serve with that true servant's heart, that we can only say thank you for everything that he has done for us. So Father God, we pray that every single person will commit themselves fully to the work of the Lord, that they will stand firm and let nothing move them, that any whispers of the enemy that come in, anything that comes in to try and divide people within churches, anything that comes in and says that what they're doing is not enough, anything that comes in their head and says that actually it doesn't matter what I do, it doesn't matter, any resentment that grows, Lord, we break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. And we say that it has no right, it has no belonging to be in God's house. We pray that each and every leader in churches will speak these declarations over their church buildings, over their congregations, so that no seeds of doubt or seeds of unrest or seeds of division will even have time to land on the soil. They'll just get blown away by the wind before they even touch the ground, let alone take root. And we pray for any seeds which have taken root in any church or in any person's mind, Lord. We just pray, Lord, that you will uproot them, that you will move them, that you will bind them, and that they will not stay in that place, and that people feel free, that people feel valued, that they will feel like they have that, they are doing that for the right reasons. They are coming into God's house to serve him and not get recognition from anyone else. Amen and amen. Right, let's pray for the nations. And we're looking at Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 to 27, again from the New International Version. It says, "Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" So I want us to pray for perspective. I want us to pray that all those people who are out there, there must be millions and millions of people all over the world who are worried, worried about an impending housing market crash, worried about a financial like an economic crash, worried about the cost of living, worried about where they'll lay their head that night, worried about how to break free from an addiction, worried about their friend or family member's mental health, worried about homelessness, worried about how to feed either themselves or their families, worried about how to fund medical care, worried about where their next paycheck's coming from, worried about work, worried about losing their job, worried about trying to find a new job, worried about not being able to make ends meet financially. Any of these worries, Lord, we just bring them before you now. Father God, we come in, Lord, right now, Lord, and we pray over every single person across the nations, Lord, who has any kind of worry, any kind of doubt, or any kind of fear. Father God, we pray that you will use someone, that you will come into their mind, Lord. You will remind them of a time where they heard a Bible scripture in school. You will come in and remind them how valuable they are to you, Lord. You will come in, Lord, and you will show them that they are so much more valuable than the birds of the air. You will show them that they do not gain anything by the worry that they cause, and they will see that you are their source of peace. We pray, Lord, that you will come in, Lord, that you will cover people with your feathers, that you will, they will find that refuge under your wings. They will find that shelter and that love, just as a mother hen or a mother bird comes and encloses all of her chickens underneath her, or all the little baby birds underneath her. You know, Father God, that's how the Psalms describe you, Lord. That's how you surround them with your feathers, that hedge of protection, those feathers which are comforting and warm and sheltering, Lord. We pray that people will feel that presence of them, of you, just land over them, Lord, and encase them in their situation. Let them know that everything is going to be okay, and that worrying isn't going to make any difference. Father God, we just pray that you will be with them now. Amen and amen. Right, let's finish by praying for healing. And we're looking at James 5, verse 15 from the NIV. And it says, "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven." You know, every single person that we come on and mention and pray for day in, day out on the prayer experience, God hears those prayers. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. So let's just start praying over all those people that we know, that we love, that need those prayers, that need that healing, that need that intervention and that touch of God. And our prayers and our faith will make the sick person well. We just need to stand and have that faith. So Father God, we lift up all of your children to you, Lord. Everyone who needs your help, everyone who needs you to come and move in their lives. Father God, we pray for anyone who is struggling with an addiction, Lord. We pray that you will help them break free of that addiction, Lord. We pray that you will help them have that sound mind, that you will break that tie to that drug, to that substance, to that alcohol, whatever that addiction is, Lord. We pray that you will break that bind, that tie that causes them to be dependent on that substance, Lord. And we pray that they will find their way to you in order to come through that time of detox, Lord. Father God, we pray for anyone who's struggling with breathing difficulties, Lord. We pray that you will expand the capacity in their lungs, that they will be able to breathe deeper and clearer than never before, Lord. And that any anxiety or panic attacks that come in and feel like people are drowning or suffocating, Lord, we pray that you will loosen that, Lord, that you will completely make that distance from that, Lord, so that they will not feel that overwhelming sense of suffocation or breathing loss again, Lord. Father God, for anyone suffering with cancer, we pray that you will come and intercede in that time, in that moment with them, Lord. Father God, anyone who's struggling with pain, especially with chronic pain, Lord, we pray that you will help them, Lord, that you will not only help the pain in their bodies, but you will help everything that goes with it. Their mindsets, give them that hope, give them that hope, give them that feeling, Lord, that you are carrying them through this. Let them not feel overwhelmed. Let them not feel trapped or burdened by their illness, Lord. Anyone with mental health, Lord, who feels encased, who feels vulnerable and isolated, Lord, we pray that you will come in and see them right there in that time, Lord. You will let them know that they are not on their own, and any tricks and mind games the enemy is playing in order to change their perspective and their view of what reality is for them, Lord, we pray that you will give them clarity. We pray that you will restore that sound mind within them, Lord, so that they will not doubt, they will not escape, they will become free of whatever it is that is holding them down, Lord. Amen and amen. Father God, we thank you for being with us, Lord. We thank you for coming into this time, Lord. We thank you for your presence amongst us, Lord. Father God, we thank you that no matter whereabouts in the world we are joining from together, you are right here with us, Lord. Your spirit does not know time or space. Your spirit comes and dwells and moves amongst us during these times of prayer, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for healing. We thank you for your knowledge. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for that relationship that we can come into with you. And thank you to every single one of you for joining us in prayer. We thank you for your sacrifice on a Saturday evening. We know we've changed the time again today. So thank you for still tuning in and joining us and praying with us. And thank you especially to all those who watch the recordings, who watch it later on. We know that you watch. We are thankful and grateful to you for your commitment and your service and you making that time as well. And please don't forget to subscribe to the free audio podcast as well. You can watch any of the recordings back again and share them with your loved ones. So for now, we are back tomorrow, which is Sunday, the 29th of January. And we're here at 6 p.m. because it's Sunday. So for now, goodbye and God bless.
us cry, oh.